Let us pray. Our Father and our God,
我们天上的父,
we thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你给我们主耶稣基督,
we thank you for the salvation he has brought us.
感谢你让他给我们带来了拯救的盼望,
we thank you that he has given us the Holy Spirit.
我感谢你让他给我们带来了圣灵,
to protect and to guide us.
让他来保护我们, 来领导我们。
We pray that your Holy Spirit may be with us.
主啊,我们祷告, 求你的圣灵在我们中间,
that we may have the strength not to allow the world to squeeze us into its own mold.
让我们有这样的力量, 不让这个世界把我们变成世界的样式,
but rather to allow the Holy Spirit to transform our mind from within.
而是让圣灵从我们的内里改变我们,
by renewing our spirits.
让我们的灵魂重新更新,
so that we may understand the message.
所以让我们能听懂你给我们讲的话语,
and may apply it in our lives.
并用我们的把我们的话语用在我们每天的生活中间。
Guide our words, O Lord.
主啊, 请引领我们的话语,
and make them understandable.
让你的话语让我们理解。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
A woman was suing her husband for divorce.
有一位女士状告到法院状告她的丈夫要求离婚。
She told the judge she had nagged and nagged, but she couldn't get him to do right.
他跟法官说,我一直不断地直骂他,但是他就是没法让我做得心满意足。
The judge wondered if she had tried using kindness.
那个法官想知道,这个女士有没有试过对她的丈夫以恩慈相待。
He referred to Romans chapter 12 verse 20.
这个法官就想到这个罗马书12章20节我们刚刚读的。
If your enemy is hungry, feed him.
如果你的仇敌饿了,就给他吃。
If he is thirsty, give him something to drink.
如果渴了,就给他喝。
For by doing this, you will be heating burning coals on his head.
因为你这样做,就是想把炭火堆在他的头上。
He asked her if she had tried heaping coals on his head.
他就用比喻的方法说,他说你有没有试过把那个炭火放在他的头上?
She answered, no, but I don't think it will work.
他说我没试过,不过我觉得这也没用。
Because I already tried boiling water, and that didn't do any good.
他说我一试过,开始浇他都没用,一点没用。
I'm not quite sure this woman understood the concept of showing kindness.
我想这位女士确实可能没有理解怎么样以恩慈待人。
Some of you may remember the classic movie, The Kill a Mockingbird.
我想你们中间有些可能看过一个经典的电影,叫做杀死一只反蛇鸟, 是一种鸟啊,就是别人那个讲话,他会回应跟他讲。
Starring Gregory Peck as the lawyer Atticus Finch.
中间那个主角是很有名的一个电影,叫格里高利·派克,演那个律师叫阿提克斯·芬奇。
It is based on Harper Lee's Pulitzer Prize winning book of 1960.
这个电影呢,是根据哈珀里赢的那个普利策奖的一本小,1960年的小说,同名小说演的。
To Kill a Mockingbird tells the story of racially divided town in Alabama in the 1930s.
杀死一只反蛇鸟呢,是讲一个当1930年代的时候, 在那个南方的阿拉巴马一个小城里边,因为种族隔离导致的一些故事。
Atticus Finch agreed to defend a young black man who was accused of raping a white woman.
Atticus Finch呢,同意来作为一个律师,来给一个黑人的年轻人做辩护。 那么这个年轻人呢,被控告强奸了一位白人的妇女。
Many of the townspeople tried to get Atticus to pull out of the trial.
这个城镇上的很多人让这个白人的律师说, 你别参加这个, 别给他, 是彼得的辩护了。
But he decided to go ahead and defend this young man, whose opportunity for a fair trial was questionable at best.
但是他仍然决定去给这个黑人来辩护，尽管他知道给这个黑人年轻人一个公平的这个审判的机会是微乎其微的。
The story is told through the eyes of Scott, Atticus Finch's daughter, a strong-willed six-year-old tomboy.
这个故事呢，是从一个小姑娘叫 Scott 的这个小 Scott 这个小姑娘的眼睛，就是这个小姑娘是 Atticus 这个律师的女儿，这个小女儿呢是个六岁的这个小姑娘，但是意志很坚强，那个假小子一样的小姑娘，从她的眼睛里演出来的。
In one scene, Scott, along with two friends, Jim and Dill, are coming home from playing.
有一天晚上，他的女儿叫 Scott， 跟他的两个朋友，一个叫 Jim， 一个叫 Dill， 在外面玩，正回到家里。
They draw near the home of Mr. Boyd.
他们 ，Go ahead.
Sorry.
他们就来到了一个叫杜鲍斯小姐的杜小姐的一个家的附近。
She's known for her ill temper.
那个杜小姐呢，是以脾气极坏而著称。
Jim startles the other two when she says, "Miss Duval is on her porch."
那个 Jim 那个小孩子让大家吓一跳，说：“他说，哎呦，你看那个杜小姐在她阳台上呢。
”Listen, no matter what she says to you, don't answer her back.
他说：“我告诉你们哈，不管杜小姐讲什么，你们千万不要回她嘴。”
There's a Confederate pistol on her lap, under her shawl, and she'll kill you quick as look at you.
他说那个杜小姐那个披肩下面有一个手枪，她如果看到你以后，她不高兴，她马上就一枪就打死你。
Jim leads the other two children past the house.
那个 Jim 的小孩子领着两个小孩子蹑手蹑脚的从那个杜小姐门口走过去。
But Scott cannot resist calling out, "Hey, Mr. Boyd."
但是那个六岁那个小姑娘呢，就是这个假小子呢，她忍不住了，就喊了一下，就说：“喂，杜小姐。”
Irritated, Mr. Boyd yells, "Don't you say hey to me, you ugly girl!"
但那个杜小姐一下子给火起来了，她就冲上吼起来说：“你别冲我叫喂，这个小臭丫头。”
You say good afternoon, Mr. Boyd.
你要说下午好，杜小姐你好。
You come over here when I'm talking to you.
他说过来，我跟你讲话呢。
You come over here, I said.
你过来，我说了你过来。
But Scott just keeps on walking.
但是那个小 Scott 那个小姑娘呢，就是一直往前走。
She sees her father, Atticus Finch, down the sidewalk.
她看到她爸爸走从旁边过来的，他们三个小孩子一起过去了，走到那个律师那去了。
And all three children run up to him.
那三个小孩子全部走到那个律师那个 Atticus 那个地方去了。
Plainly he had heard the exchange.
很平静的这个律师呢，他听到的是个小孩子跟那个杜小姐刚刚的吵架。
In fact, Mr. Guo had not stopped screaming at Scott since she had passed.
其实呢，在这个时候，那小孩子从那个小杜小姐面前跑到他爸爸面前的时候。跑到那小孩子的爸爸面前的时候，其实那个杜小姐还一直在后头骂。
He shepherds the children up to Mr. Guo's porch for a lesson in diplomacy.
但是那个律师呢，转过身来把那三个小姑娘带到那个杜小姐的面前，要给他们上一课，就是与人相处的这个外交课。
Atticus says, "Good afternoon, Mr. Guo."
这个律师 Atticus 就讲说：“下午好，杜小姐。”
My, you look like a picture this afternoon.
他说：“哇，天哪，你今天看的真像个画一样的美。”
From behind his back, Scott whispered to the other children. He didn't say a picture of what.
他那个小姑娘在和爸爸后面说：“我爸爸说他像个画，但没讲说那画很漂亮，没讲什么画。”
Atticus gently smacks her to keep her quiet and continues.
那个爸爸就说。别吵别吵，让那个小姑娘说你别吵，别讲话。
My goodness gracious, look at your flowers.
那个律师就走过来跟那个杜小姐讲说，哇，我的天哪，你看你的花都长得多漂亮，你的花园真漂亮。
Have you ever seen anything more beautiful?
他说你有没有看见过比这还漂亮的？
Ms. DuBois, the gardens in Bellingworth have nothing to compare with your flowers.
杜小姐，你这里的花比那个大，那个人家大花园里的，没有人跟哪个人比得上，最漂亮这是。
Complete this song, Ms. DuBois Shirley says, I don't think they're as nice as last year.
这个杜小姐一下子没想到她会这么好，她然后说杜小姐就说，哎，其实今年的花没去年长得好呢。
Jem whispers, he gets her to talk about something nice, so she forgets to be mean.
那有个小姑娘 Jem 讲的是，她说你爸爸让她讲一些很好的事儿，她就记不住，就好事儿，她就想不起来做坏人了。
Atticus slaps at Jem with his hat.
Atticus 用帽子把她打一打说。
I think that your yard is going to be the show place of this town.
他说，跟那个律师跟杜小姐继续讲，他说，我说你的这个花园啊，简直是我们城里的这个展览馆一样，这么漂亮。
Well, grand seeing you, Mr. Boy.
然后说，还有律师又讲说，哇，不管怎么样，今天真高兴啊。
Atticus wanted to teach Scott a lesson about kindness.
那个律师 Atticus 想教他的女儿 Scott 一个关于人恩慈相待人的一个道理。
The Bible teaches us that a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
圣经的箴言十五章讲说，回答温柔使怒消退，言语暴力触动怒气。
And that's a good lesson for anyone to learn.
我想这是对我们每一个人都需要学的一个功课。
That will take you far in any area of your life.
学到这一点的话，让我们在每生活的每一个方面都会受益匪浅。
Later in the film, it is Mr. Bois' kind and gentle words that turn away the wrath of a lynch mob.
其实，在那个电影上，最后的话，是因为那个杜小姐，这个脾气很坏的这个杜小姐的几句良言和温柔的话语。让那个有一个匪帮的匪首啊，这个匪首经常是不经审判就私自杀人的那个匪首，消退怒气，改变心意。
In our lesson from Ephesians for today,
我们今天刚刚读的这个以弗所书的这个话语
，Saint Paul says, "Get rid of all bitterness, anger, wrath, quarreling, and slanderous talk."Along with every form of malice.
今天圣徒保罗说，我们要除去一切的恶毒、恼怒、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，并一切的恶毒或者叫阴毒，都应当从你们中间除掉。
Instead, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ.Has also forgiven you.
就是说，反之就是说，必要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督耶稣里饶恕了你们一样。
Let's talk for a few moments about Christian kindness.
让我们现在来谈一谈关于基督徒的所谓的恩慈相待。
There are some people who are going to hear these words from the apostle.About living a life of love, and they're going to think to themselves, "What mush? That's too soft, too effeminate."
我想我们中间有些人听到了这些使徒的书信以后呢，讲到这个书信中讲到爱的生活，他们可能会想说，哇，这太软塌塌的，这简直是太没有大丈夫气概了。
Don't you know you have to be tough to survive in the real world?
你难道不知道吗？在这个世界上就是要狠，才能够在这个世界上能够生存下来。
Kindness and compassion are for wimps, not for real life.
恩慈或者怜悯啊，这些东西啊，都是给那些窝囊废的，不是给这个真实世界上的人。
Read the record, and you will discover that Jesus.Was no wimp.
你如果继续读这个世界历史啊，你会发现耶稣当然不是窝囊废，也不是软包。
Neither was Saint Paul.
保罗，圣徒保罗也不是。
They were both men of courage.
他们都是勇敢之士。
They knew how to stare both danger and death in the face.
他们可以知道怎么样面对困难，甚至死亡。
Yet, they also knew that little is to be gained by escalating anger and malice into a more serious confrontation.
他们当然也知道，将愤怒或者恶毒不断的升级，成为一个怒目相对的这个怒目相对的对峙的话，没有什么好处。
You know that if you live by an eye for an eye credo, it can only produce a downward spiral of revenge and resentment.
他说，如果你知道活一个以牙还牙、以眼还眼的这种准则的话，只能导致一个不断向下的这种复仇和憎恨的这种死结。
The best way to defeat an enemy is to make them an ally.
你赢得一个敌人的最好的方法，就是让他变成你的盟友，变成你的朋友。
So Jesus would teach the Sermon on the Mount. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth.
所以耶稣在登山宝训上讲到说，你们可能听说过要以眼对眼，以牙还牙。
But I tell you, do not resist an evil person.
但是我告诉你们，不要抵挡一个恶人。
If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also.
他说，如果有人打你的右脸，你给他的左脸。
And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well.
他说，如果有人控诉你，并且拿走你的礼衣，你把你的外衣也给他。
If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles.
他如果哪个人逼你走一里路，你陪他走2里路。
This is Christian kindness.
这就是基督徒的恩慈法则。
It is not justification for being a wimp.
这不是阿 Q 式的这个自我安慰，是一个软包的自我安慰。
It is not a call to be soft.
也不是让我们说成为一个软弱的人。
It is simply a recognition that violence breeds violence, whether it is physical or verbal.
这只不过是要告诉我们一个简单的道理：暴力将导致暴力，不管是言语的还是事实的暴力。
Hatred breeds hatred.
憎恨只能导滋生更多的憎恨。
We can turn a minor disagreement into a major conflict by the way we handle our anger.
我们可以因为我们处理事情方法的不当，把一个小小的一个不同的意见变成一个大的一个冲突。
Humanity has had to work very hard at curbing tribal and national hatred.
我们的人类需要非常大的努力，才能够克服这种部落和部落之间，还有国家跟国家之间的仇恨。
We have seen that in recent years in Ireland, in the former Yugoslavia, in Africa, and most especially today in the Middle East.
我们曾经一次见到这样的，在过去的之前的爱尔兰，在以前的南斯拉夫，还有那个非洲，还有特别是今天的中东。
We are told that at Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum in Niagara Falls, Canada, there's a small wooden idol on display.
我听说呢，在那个尼亚加拉大瀑布加拿大那边的这个有一个 Ripley 的这个博物馆，这个博物馆叫信不信由你博物馆。这里面有一个小的木头的一个偶像，在这个展览。
It is a North African god of hate.
这是北非的一个恨恶之神。
Every nail that is driven into that idol is a prayer by someone that calamity will befall his enemy.
在这个木头偶像上面，每一根钉子都是哪一个人为了咒诅让仇坏事儿临到他的敌人的一个祷告。
There's an East African saying that goes like this.
在东非有这样一个说法。
Me and Somalia against the world.
我和索马利亚反抗整个世界。
Me and my tribe against Somalia.
我和我的这个部落，我们这个村子啊，是反抗着索马里的。
Me and my family against my tribe.
我和我家里人呢，是对这个外面这个村子的。
Me and my brother against my family.
我和我哥哥是对着我家里人的。
Me against my brother.
我是跟我的哥哥对着的。
We can see this primitive ethic at work in many places in the world today. With tragic results.
我们可以看到这样一种原始的这种伦理到处在泛滥成型，在这个世界导致了非常多的一些悲惨的结果。
That is why we in our country must be very careful how we respond to attacks on us, whether they are physical or verbal.
这就是为什么我们的国家必须在应对别人对我们的攻击的时候非常的小心，无论这是一种言语的攻击还是说真实的这种攻击。
Somebody has to break the cycle of violence and hatred.
必须有一些人，我们必须有人来打破这个暴力和憎恨的这个恶性循环。
Somebody has to be the adult in the world of children.
当全世界都像小孩子一样在乱闹的时候，得有一个人来站起来，像大人一样的来。
What is true of the world outside can be even more deadly within the family.
在外面的道理，在家里的话，如果这样的话，这个结果更加的具有很大的这个后果。
Author Philip Yancey tells about a friend of his whose marriage has gone through tumultuous times.
一个作家叫 Philip Yancey 讲了一个他的朋友的故事。这个朋友呢，他的婚姻真的经过一些很痛苦的时候。
One night, George passed a breaking point.
有一天，这个丈夫乔治。实在是受不忍无可忍。
He pounded the table and the floor.
他拍着桌子，打着地板说
，I hate you, he screamed at his wife.
他冲着他太太说，我恨你。
I won't take it anymore.
我受够了。
I've had enough.
我受够了，我再不跟你讲了。
I won't go on.
我不走了。
I won't let it happen.
我不允许这个事情发生。
No, no, no.
不不不。
Several months later, his friend woke up in the middle of the night and heard strange sounds coming from the room where his two-year-old son slept.
几个月以后，他的一个朋友半夜时突然醒过来，因为听到一个很怪的声音，就从他那个两岁的小孩子的房间里呢。这个出了一个很怪的声音。
He padded down the hall, stood for a moment outside his son's door.
他悄悄地走过这个厅走过去以后，在他那个小儿子的门口停了一下。
And shivers ran through his flesh.
他突然间吓得发浑身发抖。
He could not draw a breath.
他连气都喘不过，不敢大气都不敢出了。
In a soft voice, the two-year-old was repeating word for word, with precise inflection, the arguments between his mother and father.
因为他听到一个很奶声奶气的小声音，这个小两岁的小孩子正在重复，一个字一个字的重复，就说他爸爸跟妈妈之间吵架的声音。
The child was saying, "I hate you. I won't take it anymore."No, no, no.
那小孩子说，我恨你，我受不了了，不，不，不。
George realized that in some awful way, he has just bequeathed his pain and anger and forgiveness to the next generation.
乔治很难过的注意到，就是他把他的痛苦、愤怒，还有那种不原谅人的这些东西，这些不好的东西。遗传给了他下一代。
So we have children growing up filled with all kinds of rage, learned in the home.
也是因为这样子， 我们看到很多孩子长大了以后心里充满了各样的这种愤恨，从很可惜从家里学的。
We have teenagers engaged and estranged from their parents, grown men and women estranged from their siblings, husbands and wives who once loved and supported one another, torn by resentments that have built up over the years.
也是因此我们会看到很多年轻人跟他的父母格格不入，成人 男士和女士跟他们的姊妹之间兄弟姊妹之间格格不入，丈夫和妻子他们曾经一度相爱彼此支持，现在因为憎恨，这过去这些年累积的这些憎恨变得格格不入。
Friends, this is serious stuff.
亲爱的朋友们，这是很严肃的一件事情。
In an old monastery near Babelhausen, Germany, one may see two pairs of deer antlers permanently interlocked.
在德国 Babelhausen 的这个有一个修道院，你可以看到两个鹿，他们的脚永久的给锁在一起在那地方。
They were found in that position many years ago.
他们很多年前人们看到这两个鹿就像这样的这个脚卡在那很多年前。
Apparently, the animals have been fighting fiercely, and their horns became so entangled that they could not be disengaged.
看起来这个两只鹿当年曾经打架很凶，他们的脚缠那个很多脚的那个多脚的那种脚缠在一起以后怎么也打不开了。
As a result, both deer perished from hunger.
也是因为这个缘故，这两只鹿都因为愤怒而死在那儿。
Most of the precious relationship we have can be destroyed if someone is not willing to play the adult and turn the other cheek.
我们有一些非常宝贵的关系，都有可能会因此会损害掉。如果我们不能像大人一样的成熟，把当别人打我们左脸的时候，我们把右脸给他。
Uncontrolled anger can destroy our relationships.
失去控制的这种愤怒啊，可以摧毁我们之间的关系。
But unresolved anger can also destroy us.
但是悬而未决的这个愤怒的话，没有解决的这个愤怒了，也会让我们摧毁我们。
I read an interesting fact recently about the Civil War.
我读美国内战的时候看到一个非常有趣的事实。
Both armies, the North and the South, possessed bullets that not only penetrated the enemy, but also exploded on contact.
我看到说北军和南方军力呢都有一种子弹，这种子弹呢不仅可以打穿敌人，而且一碰到这个呢就是会爆炸，就是炸子。
These exploding rifle bullets had no particular advantage. Regular bullets disable the enemy just as effectively.
这种特别的一种炸子啊，其实没有什么特别大的优势，因为常规的子弹也打上了敌人的时候也照样让敌人失去行动能力。
But the exploding bullet caused a much nastier wound.
但是那种炸子呢会导致一个非常丑陋的一种伤痕，这个伤疤会很难看。
Soldiers on both sides occasionally used exploding rounds, exulting over what such a bullet could do to the hated enemy.
两方的士兵呢都会偶尔的用这种炸子来打一打仗。当他们看到这个把这个子弹打过去以后，把他们的敌所恨的敌人炸的就是炸得很惨的时候，他会很高兴。
It turned out, however, that the danger was not simply to the enemy.
后来发现可惜的是，这个危险呢，其实还不只是让他敌人这样子。
A number of Union soldiers who were carrying the rounds at Gettysburg had hot shrapnel set off the rounds right next to their own bodies.
So the Union is north.
The Union is north.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, sure. Thank you. 那个北方军队的有些士兵后来发现，他们带着这个炸子的时候啊，在那个南方的 Gettysburg 这个马里兰的时候，这个他们会发现他们那个带的那个榴弹榴散弹呢、啊，就一不小心把这个炸子自己在自己身边炸起来了。
The soldiers enjoyed the same fate as people with car bombs in the Middle East, whose bombs have exploded prematurely.
这些士兵呢，就是说不小心把这个炸子炸了以后呢，他们的结果后果呢，就像今天中东那些人肉炸弹，这个把他们炸弹就是说事先引爆造成的后果一样的。
Hatred and vindictiveness.Bear a lot in common with the exploding rifle bullets.
仇恨还有那种血耻之心，跟这个炸子呢，在很多地方是很类似的。
They are likely to prove just as deadly to the person carrying them as they were supposed to be to their intended victims.
这个炸子呢，你们会发现这个。本来是对敌人要这么凶的，但是对自己最后造成的后果也是一样的糟。
So St. Paul writes, "Get rid of all bitterness, anger, wrath, quarreling, and slanderous talk, along with every form of malice. Instead, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ."Has also forgiven you.
所以圣徒保罗说，一切的恶毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，并一切的恶毒或者说阴毒，都当从你们中间除掉。反之，要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Then Saint Paul adds, therefore.Become imitators of God as dearly loved children and live a life of love just as Christ also loved us and gave himself up as a sacrificial and fragrant offering to God.
然后圣徒保罗说，因此你们要学主的样式，作为 I'm sorry.
Ephesians, chapter 5:1.
所以你们要效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
What does he mean? Be imitators of God.
效法神，这什么意思呢？
Justice
就是这样的。
All the anger and hatred of humanity were focused that day long ago when the innocent Son of God hung on Calvary tree.
很多年前，当神那个毫无瑕疵、没有任何罪恶的这个儿子被挂在加利略在那个十字架上的时候，世界所有的愤怒和仇恨都一直针对着他。
And what was God's response to wipe us off the globe?
但是上帝的反应是什么呢？把我们从地球上一下子消灭净尽。
God could have done so, and he would have been totally justified.
上帝可以这样做，他如果这样做的话是理所当然的。
Instead, God played the adult to humanity's petulant child. Immature.
但是可是上帝呢，在我们人类的这个小孩子的游戏中间，他做了一个大人。
God took that awful event and used it to save us from our sins.
上帝通过这个非常痛苦的这个事件，就是耶稣必定十字架的事件，但是使用这件事情来拯救我们，从我们的罪中拯救我们。
We hated God love.
我们恨恶耶稣，但是神爱我们。
We struck out in blind fury. God responded with unconditional acceptance.
我们在这种盲目的愤怒中间随意出击，随意打击，但是神回应我们，用无条件的接纳来回应我们。
We shut him out, God brought us in.
我们向他完全拒绝，他却把我们带到揽入怀中。
We want to imitate God. That is how it is done.
如果你想要效法神，这就是这样做的。
Chris Carrier of Coral Gables, Florida, was abducted when he was 10 years old.
佛罗里达州 Coral Gables 这个地方有个叫 Chris Carrier 这个人，当他十岁的时候，他被人拐走。
His kidnappers, angry with the boy's father, burned him with cigarettes, stabbed him numerous times with an ice pick, and shot him in the head.And left him to die in the Everglades.
拐走他的这个人，因为对这个孩子的这个家里人呢非常愤怒，就把他拐走了以后，用那个烟头来烫他，用那个冰锥子来戳他很多次，然后又用在他头上开枪，又把他放在把他扔到那个沼泽地里，让他去自己去死。
Remarkably, the boy survived.Although he lost sight in one eye.
很奇怪的是这个孩子活下来了，但是他的一只眼睛失明了。
His attacker was not apprehended.
但是攻击他的人，这个拐卖人贩子，这个人呢，却没找到。
Finally, 22 years later, a man confessed to the crime.
但是22年以后，有一个男人呢，一个人向政府自首。承认这个犯了这个罪行。
He found a man, a 77-year-old convict, ex-convict, frail and blind, living in Miami Beach nursing home.
那个时候呢 ，Chris 这个人呢，已经是一个年轻的一个牧师。那么在附近那个教会，他知道了以后，就过去看这个人。
Chris began visiting often, reading to the ex-convict from the Bible.And praying with him.
这个人贩子那时候是77岁的，是一个犯有前科的这个罪犯，身体很软弱，眼睛也看不见了，住在那个迈阿密 beach 的一个老人院里边。Chris 呢，就是这个被当年被拐走的一个小孩子，现在是成了年轻的一个牧师，就过去看他。然后呢 ，Chris 呢就开始就是给他看，经常去看他，给这个他的敌人呢，给他。读圣经，那么为了祷告。
The ministry of Chris opened the door for the man to welcome Christ into his life.
这个 Chris 这个人呢，服侍给这个当年犯过罪的这个老人，让他幡然悔悟，接受耶稣。
No arrest was forthcoming, for the statute of limitations on the crime.Was long past.
当然，因为这个当年犯罪的这个追诉期通常是15年，这追诉期已经过了，所以呢，警察也不会再追究这件事情了。
But fortunately, the statute of limitations had also run out on Chris's hatred and bitterness.
幸运的是，就是这个 Chris 这个小牧师，他的这个。恨恶或者苦读的这个追溯期也过了，他已经原谅了这个人。
He said, "While many people can't understand how I could forgive my kidnapper, from my point of view, I could not forgive him."
他说，尽管很多人没法理解，我从我自己的角度来讲，我怎么可以原谅我这个当年？就拐走我的人，但是呢，其实从我的角度讲，我真的没办法 不原谅他。
If I had chosen to hate him all these years, or spend my life looking for revenge, then I would not be the man I am today. The man my wife and children love. The man God has helped me to be.
他说如果我选择来恨他，这些过去的这22年一直恨他，或者一直不断的来找他来寻求复仇的话，那么我就不会成为我今天这样子的这个人。但我今天是我的太太，我的孩子都很爱我。那么上帝也让我成为了我造我的所成的所要成就的样式。
There are many people who cannot relate to Christ's attitude, his willingness to forgive.
有很多的人没办法理解 Christ 的态度，特别是他愿意来原谅的这个态度。
But in the long run of things, it's the only hope this world has.
但是从长远来看，这个世界唯一的盼望就是原谅别人。
We will never solve the problem of international terrorism without bombs.
我们永远没办法通过炸弹来解决这个世界上这个暴力事件，这个恐怖事件。
We will never shout our way to nurturing family relationships within our homes.
我们在我们的家里，我们永远肯定不可能通过大声吼叫来让我们的家庭关系能改变、改善。
We will never have peace in our own hearts until we understand the power of Christian kindness. Kindness that turns enemies into friends.
我们心中也永远不会有真正的平安，除非我们有一天理解了这个我们基督徒的这个恩慈相待的这个能力，这个能力能让我们的敌人变成我们的朋友。
How does that happen?
我们怎么才能做到这样呢？
Jesus, of course, said it best.
耶稣讲的最好。
If you are offering your gift at the altar, and from there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother.Then come and offer your gift.
马太福音五章23-24讲到，
所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起兄弟向你怀怒怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前。先去同兄弟和好，然后来献礼物。
My guess is that right here in this church family, there's some reconciling that needs to be done.
我想在我们这个教会的大家庭中间，我们也有一些和好的工作需要做。
For someone, it is a brother or a sister.
对我们有些人讲，或许是哪一个弟兄或者哪一个姊妹让你过不去。
For someone else, it is a parent or a teenager.
对我们另外一些人，或许是一个父母或者一个孩子让你无法释怀。
For someone, it is a colleague at work.
或许对我们中间有些人是你的一个同事，让你想起来就过意不去，就咬牙切齿。
Unresolved anger and resentment destroys relationships.
未能冰释的一种仇恨会导致会不断的损害我们的关系。
Unresolved anger and resentment can destroy our souls.
未能解除的愤恨会让我们自己的心灵受到损害。
The solution?
有什么解决方案呢？
Be imitators of God.
效法神。
Lay down your anger here at the altar.
把我们的仇恨放在那个祭坛面前。
Return love for hatred, kindness for hostility, acceptance for rejection.
以爱 对待仇恨，以恩慈对待敌意，以接纳对待拒绝。
Be the adult to someone else's child.
当别人像小孩子一样没有道理的时候，你做一个大人。
Break the cycle.
砍断这个恶性循环。
Get rid of all bitterness, anger, wrath, quarreling, and slanderous talk, along with all, every form of malice. Instead, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ has also forgiven you.
一切的恶毒、恼恨、愤恨、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒或阴毒，都当从你们中间除掉。反之，要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
When we imitate Christ's love and kindness, then we truly become the sons and daughters of God. And like Jesus, we can call God Papa.
当我们效法神，神的爱和恩慈，当我们真正的能够，那我们就会真正的成为神的儿女，就像耶稣一样的，我们可以叫神阿爸天父。Amen.
In Aramaic, Abba is Baba, so which is more informal than Abba.
在亚米利亚说，这文字里面说阿爸就是说像一种非正式，像小孩子跟他爸爸一样，这种很亲密的这种昵称，喊爸爸。
In all languages, they have something like
that. 在所有的语言中间，几乎都是这样，就是说我们可以很深一种亲密的关系，可以我们叫他是爸爸。
Let us close in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, our God.
天父我们的神，
We thank you for this time together.
我们感谢你让我们给我们这个时间。
We pray that your love may fill our hearts.
我们祷告了，让你的爱来充满我们的心。
For those of us who have not accepted you, help us remember that we have already been accepted by you.
主啊，求你帮助那些还没有接受你的人，因为你已经首先接受了他们。
Help us to accept the fact that we have been loved. We have been accepted.
主啊，请让我们知道你已经爱了我们，你已经接纳了我们。
And in turn, let us learn how to love and accept one another.
因此求你来帮助我们学会怎么样来爱，彼此相爱，彼此接纳。
We pray in Christ's name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.